What a Warrior Does, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Lord of the Rings fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the characters Boromir and Éomer. This is part of the Of Silver Trumpets series. Summary: Boromir and Éomer bond as they watch over their injured siblings after the Battle of the Pelennor Fields. "You should still be in bed yourself," the Master Healer insists. Boromir raises a brow. "I am resting by sitting in this chair, am I not?" The Master Healer's glare speaks a great many volumes as to what he thinks of that logic. "Will he harm his recovery?" Aragorn asks. "He will do so the moment our backs are turned. If we do not allow it, it will be wiser to simply make it safer." Boromir's cheeks color in embarrassment at his king's wise assessment. There is no judgment in Aragorn's tone, though, merely fond exasperation. "A compromise," the Master Healer suggests. "A few of the less injured have already been released. We can move Faramir and have you beside him. Then you can properly rest but still be close." Aragorn turns to him with a questioning gaze. Nodding, Boromir accepts the suggestion. He pretends not to see the tension in Aragorn's shoulders ease just a little. Guilt sweeps through him and adding to his king's burdens. "Are you sure there's nothing I need to be doing?" Boromir presses. Setting a hand on his shoulder, Aragorn assures, "The only thing I want you to do for now is rest and recover. There are further challenges ahead, but I've asked so much of you in the last weeks, I will not push you for more until I have no choice but to do so." Boromir inclines his head in acknowledgement. He knows their task is not complete, but in truth, he is grateful for a few days of rest. 3 battles in just a few weeks' time, and major injuries in 2 of them, is far from ideal for any warrior. He will endure as he must, but a chance to recover a little cannot go amiss. "I must go. I will return to check on you later," Aragorn vows. Offering a small smile, Boromir replies, "Do not fret over me, Aragorn." Aragorn's replying smile is small but fond as he leaves. Boromir looks up to see Éomer smiling wryly at him. The new King of Rohan sits a short distance away at his sister's bedside. Éowyn still has not woken, but Aragorn assures them that she will. Boromir knows Éomer is clinging desperately to that certainty. "I don't blame you for worrying for your brother more than yourself," Éomer says. He keeps his voice low so as not to disturb others, but Boromir hears him well enough. As older brothers, Boromir knows they understand one another in a way many of their companions do not. Knowing it's best to stay out of the way, while the healers move Faramir, Boromir moves to stand beside Éomer. His entire body aches with it, but Boromir pushes it aside. He'll be off his feet again soon enough. "Our survival feels hollow when we fear for theirs," Boromir offers quietly. "At least both are past that risk now." Éomer closes his eyes and bows his head. "It does," Éomer agrees, "especially having lost the only other family we had so recently. If I were to lose her too, I do not know how I would carry on." Boromir understands. That moment when he saw Faramir take that arrow, his own life had never before felt so meaningless as he stood there, helpless to do anything for his little brother. Still, he knows one thing. "She would expect you to find the will," Boromir says quietly. "As I know, Faramir would have expected of me. It does not make it easy, for all that it is true." Éomer swallows hard, but nods. "I know," Éomer replies, tone heavy. "I am grateful that Aragorn and your Master Healer were able to help her." Reaching out, Boromir places a hand on Éomer's shoulder and squeezes. "As am I," Boromir says. "Éowyn is stubborn and strong. It will take time, but she will recover, and you both can be proud of what she did. Éomer folds his hands and presses his forehead to them. I told her to return to Edoras. I did not want her anywhere near war, Éomer admits. If she had listened, I know I should be glad she did not. She scored a victory no man could have, yet all I can see. Boromir tightens his hold. All you can see is the little girl she once was, not the fierce woman she is now. Shakily, Éomer nods. We lost our parents young. I vowed to always look after her. Our uncle and cousin were the only kin we had, and now they're both gone. It's difficult to remind myself that she is capable. Any further words from Boromir are cut off by the Master Healer setting a chair beside Éomer. Lord Boromir, if you are going to insist on being out of bed, you must at least sit, the man says firmly. Boromir holds up his hands in defeat and sits down. The healer grumbles in continued disapproval, but steps away to continue checking on those in his care. Éomer and Boromir share an amused grin, breaking some of the heaviness that had settled between them. It is not easy to remember that they've grown as much as we have, Boromir finally says. For all we wish to always protect them, we have to have faith in them too. Éomer looks at Boromir for a long moment. Finally, Éomer speaks again. I was raised to be a marshal under my cousin. I never expected, nor wanted, to be king. You were raised to be a ruling steward, but have now found yourself as an advisor to a king. Neither of us faced the future we expected, and yet, here we are, bound by the same type of love. Life is a funny thing, is it not? Boromir inclines his head. It truly is, he agrees. Neither did I expect to do any of the things I have of late, but we rise to what is needed of us. That is what a warrior does, whether that need includes a battlefield, a council room, or a throne. Slumping, Éomer nods. Well said, Éomer replies. And there is likely much still to come. I do not think this is the last battle we will face. Boromir winces. Nor do I. Frowning, Éomer says, It should be the last for you, at least for a time. The injuries you still bear, plus those gained in this battle, it's nothing short of a miracle you're able to stand. Lesser men would be flat on their back, refusing to rise until the 11th hour of need. Grimacing, Boromir runs a weary hand over his face. I admit, I could do with longer to rest than what we will likely have, Boromir says. But I will go where I must, do what I must. A ghost of a smile passes across Éomer's face. Warriors do as we must. An answering smile flickers across Boromir's features. Indeed. They lapse into silence. Studying him carefully, Boromir notes the exhaustion in every line of Éomer's body. You should try to get some rest, Boromir nudges. Even if you won't accept guest chambers, you need to sleep. There's space enough in here now. They could move Éowyn so you have space to lie down next to her bed. Whatever comes next, Aragorn needs you ready for it too. Éomer blows out a long, slow breath. I cannot leave her, but you're right. At least getting some rest is needed. Boromir signals the Master Healer and makes the request. Very well, the Master Healer replies. There's actually a small private room open now. Would that be preferable for Lady Éowyn? Without hesitation, Boromir replies, Yes, it's fitting for a lady of her station, while also allowing Éomer space to rest himself. See to it, Master Healer. I will, the man assures. Faramir is settled now, so you'll also do well to get some rest once we've seen to Lady Éowyn. With that, the healer nods sharply and heads off to make the arrangements. It's generally not wise to anger the healers, Éomer mutters with an amused grin on his face. Boromir smiles wryly. He's seen worse from me. He's been Master Healer since I was 10. Éomer's grin grows, and Boromir feels a little more tension ease from them both. Whatever comes next, they will stand at Aragorn's side and face it. For, as he'd said, that is what a warrior does. And he and Éomer are nothing if not warriors. they will see it through. But for now, they will stay here in the halls of healing, sitting vigil over those they love most. The end.